Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing,
look
testing.
At me.
Testing, testing.
Look at me. Testing, 1, 2, 3. There you go. You got the recorder going, the video. Welcome to my Wife Hates Me podcast.
I haven't washed my hair over a week. It's really bad.
Can I give the intro?
Okay, sorry.
Welcome to my Wife Hates Me podcast, the longest running podcast.
The what?
The longest running podcast. Since podcast began, we were like one of the first, or maybe 5 years late, whatever we were. Well, I mean, we've been doing it.
I don't get it. You're saying we're the longest running podcast. Yeah. I don't get it.
It's a joke, dummy.
Oh.
Because
oh,
again, I said we were five years late. I said that.
So dumb.
Look, I don't like this angle.
I do, but I like it. I leave it. I like it. It's perfect for me. Leave it.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to be more in the middle?
No, whatever. I want to be Malcolm.
I don't get it. Malcolm in the middle?
Yeah.
Oh.
Get it?
I guess.
Not bad, right?
To
start off?
If I have to get it.
Oh, here comes.
I don't know. Oh, it's right here.
Raina, come down.
Come say hi.
Come say hi.
Huh? What? I know you got to go back to class, but just say hi for
Say hi. Do a people. Quick cameo. Ask for money.
Oh, jeez.
You don't want money?
She's going back to school. Jesus, she loves school.
No, she doesn't. Yeah,
who doesn't? We get an email every second week.
Who doesn't love?
She's missing 47 assignments.
That doesn't, I don't know if I would brag about you as a mom saying that your daughter is getting negative emails from their school.
I don't...
Because that reflects on you.
Does it? Why?
Because you, not me, should be on top of your daughter when it comes to schoolwork.
But why? Like, should I sit on her? Do you mean that? What do you mean it's my job, not yours?
Well, wasn't your mother a school teacher? Yes or no? Yes.
Yes. Sorry, I still don't know where this is going. Okay, I'll answer all the questions, but just...
Okay.
My mother was a school teacher, yes.
Okay. So it's in your blood.
It's in my blood.
To do that type of work. Do I have two older...
What was your mom? Here, your eyebrow is like... Whoa.
Get off me.
Let me fix it.
Can you... Oh, yeah!
Sorry, but
you
it
wait
was...
your finger with your saliva? Oh, my God, and wiped it
Richard,
on my face.
Stop overreacting.
I didn't overreact.
You're being terrible.
I have two older daughters that I put through school.
Wait, you went over their schoolwork with them?
Yes, when they stayed at my house. I wasn't really good at it, but back then it was a lot easier, so I helped them to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, but mm-hmm. to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've done my time with kids. Now with Raina,
even if you have more kids, after you have two, if you're two oldest, then you can just not do anymore.
No, I do a lot. I do different things like
of school. My hair is so bad.
I got, okay, so's your timing. So, if it's like, hey, take me to PetSmart and get me fish or help me put my fish tank together. I'll do stuff like that.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff. Or hang my window shades a little crooked. That one was a little crooked. Or a little
off.
Those
ones, they fell down in the middle of the night after the first night you put them up.
Yeah, I fixed that.
They crashed. The dog went crazy.
I fixed it.
How did you even get...
Well, the way our windows are made, it's almost impossible to hang shades. There's nothing to nail. It doesn't matter.
They're... Oh, it's our windows.
I'm telling you, it's the windows because...
Why are you so mad?
Because...
You gonna smack me?
No. The windows... There's...
You gonna smack me? Smack me around a little bit? Show me who's boss, eh? I don't know. That's like a French, I guess, mobster.
So...
Sorry, everyone. I'll
do
take it down a notch.
I do with my daughter. I take her to Walmart, all her errands, not all, but a lot, and you know, do all the work around her room that she can't do. And she's very creative. What she steals off of TikTok, she just hung all these like branches and leaves and made a fake tree. It looks great, but. She didn't come up with the idea. You know, before fucking TikTok, Raina was so creative. I mean, fucking so creative. She used to make things and do arts and crafts and make necklaces and bracelets and beads and tons of stuff. And now on TikTok, she just copies what other kids are doing.
It's like, it gives you ideas to be creative. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but at some point you got to do your own. If other comics are giving you inspiration to do comedy, eventually you have to write your own comedy. Pretty good.
You didn't guess. I mean, I don't see the problem. But
it is a problem. She's taking away from her.
The problem is her not doing her assignments.
Yeah, and that's where you come in. You know, I'm on the road doing comedy.
I can't concentrate because my hair's so bad.
It's not your hair.
It's really bad.
It's not your hair. Listen,
I haven't washed my hair in over a week. Like, I've really let it go. That's like a sign of depression. No one seems to know if I psychologically well or not. No one cares. Not well.
I've had major anxiety the last 2 days.
Oh,
I'm really
see what case and point, ladies and
I
gentlemen.
I
want
to get to
you
your depression
that?
Now.
Oh, first to cover what, your stuff. And
no,
then.
No, I'm going to get to your. I'm. I was. Let me finish.
Okay.
I know what you're going through.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why you would have depression. At least you're working every day.
I don't
day.
Really feel depressed. I just haven't been washing my hair.
That's your major problem. My body's racing out of its skin.
Why? Because you went away.
I didn't.
Did
well,
stand
that.
Up.
Oh yeah, that. I didn't go
and then,
away. I did stand up two nights. So.
And then yesterday, I heard at least twice. So it was probably more that you were taking your temperature. You can hear it because it's the kind that goes. Dee, 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 dee.
Yeah, I took my temperature three
dee,
times.
Dee, dee, dee.
No, I took it twice, three times yesterday. Maybe twice, no more than three, because this weekend I did that. Show in Atlantic City with Anthony's, network, comedians from his network. And so I'm wearing my mask the whole time or 90% of the time. You know, sometimes I took it off when I couldn't breathe, but I'd walk away from people. But, you know, when you come back from a thing like that, and then the next night at Governor's where there's barely anybody, but they weren't wearing their masks because they all had the antibodies. They all said, yeah, I had it. Tim, whatever, I had it. Some girl that opened, I had it. Both girls that opened, I had it.
Who are the this girls guy's, that
opened? One I like used to do roast.
No, now you can't say it.
No.
You can't because you just have to leave it at that. You can't say their name. You can't be like, one I like.
No. Let me finish. I like.
Oh, it's all let you finish today.
Yeah, let me finish.
Oh, my God.
One I like because.
How about when next time we have sex, I say it.
What, let me finish?
Yeah.
go anytime. I always let you finish. That's why I go down first to get it.
Okay, go. It was just a dumb joke. I should have just said that's what
I just
she said.
I go.
Okay, go ahead. All right, come on.
The one I like used to do roast battle. What's her Irish girl, Katie Boyle.
Mm.
The other one I like, she seems fun. She's funny. But she's, I don't know, something about her, little skinny Syrian Jewish girl. And I thought she was like 22 or something. She's older, divorced, whatever. And I like her. You know, she's a hard, I like comics that work hard and try, you know, to keep.
I feel like there's a butt in there, unfortunately.
No, there's no butt at all. So, and then another guy went on, did a guest spot, Tim Gage went. Everybody there goes, yeah, we have the antibodies. We had it. What? How the fuck could you have a whole, you know, one of the
what
owners?
How did that? All... That means it's not recording. Oh.
It never recorded for anybody.
Okay, there. That's fine. That's
you
fine.
Didn't hit recording. In...
Okay, well, I guess I thought I did.
How is it possible?
But whatever. You didn't say anything interesting to use in the clip, so it's not a big deal.
But how is it possible?
What? All right, carry on with your dumb antibodies story.
It's incomprehensible.
It's what?
Incomprehensible.
Incomprehensible.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Incomprehensible. So.
See, this is the kind of thing where people think you lie. Like, you're not
lie?
This dumb.
It's not like incomprehensible. Is that it?
What do you think?
I don't want to. It's incomprehensible.
Yes, that's it.
And oh, you it knew is?
You knew it was
no,
it.
I did not.
You did.
I didn't. I wasn't.
You can't be this stupid. You can't be like, I'm going to Mensa and then be like, incomprehensible.
Hensible. I'm tired. I have anxiety, so I make a mistake here and there. It's not because.
Okay, so your anxiety. So you went
Wait,
away. You go.
So
do
I do these shows, and then you come back and you go for 3-4 days. You get fucking major anxiety thinking. Well, did one of these mother...
Not you as in the royal you. You mean yourself. Other people don't. I go out, I wear my mask, I come back, I don't think about it again.
Well, because you didn't... You go out, you don't go indoors, basically. You stay in a tent. You went out 2 or 3 times to the Stretch Factory, which is basically outdoors in a tent. There's more airflow, let's put it that way. I'm backstage at, you know, the Claridge... the comedy club there at the Claridge Hotel. And there's a lot of people back there. So I try to keep away from as many as I can, you know, move around, put my mask on. When I had food, I went away from everybody and ate by myself. You know, they're all eating in there. They're all fucking, you know. But I guess most of them had some kind of antibodies or didn't. You know, Anthony had it, had COVID. I don't know. But I feel like I'm the one that's going to get COVID and fucking croak, like my unluckiness. You know,
why
I
do you keep saying you're unlucky? You're because literally the luckiest person in the world.
That's not true. I didn't bet.
You're the luckiest person in the world.
I didn't bet football all year. Then this weekend during the playoffs, I go, okay, there's 2 games. Let me bet them. And I lost both.
So what? That's oh, betting.
For two.
Oh, do you think that's unlucky? Or do you think that's like every single person who bets except for 3 fucking people win? Like,
no.
I mean, everybody loses except for 3 people. It's like, that's what gambling is.
No, it's
like
50-50.
There's a much higher percentage that you're going to lose than you're going to win.
There's no need to yell. I'm right
well,
next
I'm just
to you.
Saying, it's just like a stupid thing to be like, I didn't win $1 billion. I'm the unluckiest person in the world.
No.
That's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
You're literally the luckiest person in the world.
I'm lucky when it comes to luck, but, you know... Mm. What?
You're lucky when it comes to luck.
Yeah, when I get good luck, I'm lucky about it.
I'm going to fucking punch you in the face. That makes no sense.
No, it does make sense. Do you understand what
luck
I'm saying?
Luck can be good and bad. So if you're getting luck in your mind, you think it's bad.
No. Good luck is good. Bad luck is bad.
Right. But you can't say, oh, I'm lucky when I get good luck.
No, I'm lucky when I'm lucky.
Okay, I'm going to go now and jump out a window. I don't know. I'm going to have to go on the roof. I'm going to have to go to a neighbor's and jump out their window.
Well, I'm lucky when I'm lucky. But
you're
anyhow.
You're incredibly lucky. You're incredibly lucky.
And when it comes to life and this business and I'm alive and I'm sober, I should be
what
dead.
What do you think like life owes you?
That's nothing.
What do you think
I owe
you,
life.
What do you think that you don't have that you need, that you want? Besides fame, it's such a dumb, embarrassing thing to want.
I don't care about fame.
No, you do.
I don't care. No, I'd rather have respect than fame, and I have respect for my peers.
Last night, at midnight, we're watching a television program.
Fosse
and Verdi.
We love it.
And you said, oh, this podcast, which you did earlier in the day. You were very funny.
No,
I
2 days
about it.
Earlier.
2 days earlier. They were doing some kind of marathon.
3 day marathon.
Do you want to tell it or should I just keep making mistakes?
Go ahead.
They were doing some kind of like 3 day marathon. I don't know why. What was the podcast? You don't even know the name of the podcast.
It's Mark Riccadonna and what's his name? Byrne and Richie Byrne.
They seem
very good guys.
They seem like nice guys.
They are nice guys.
They sounded funny.
You know them. You've done stuff with them.
I don't know.
Mark Riccadonna, he's a good guy.
Okay, listen though. So then you'd already done the podcast twice during this marathon.
Well, the first time was in my car in bad reception.
Okay, so then you did it again at the kitchen table.
On Saturday.
Or the dining room table, I remember.
On Saturday.
I was in the kitchen and I was laughing. You were very funny.
Yep.
And then...
Like usual.
Yep. No question there. You're good at podcasts, all of them except this one. And then... At midnight, we're sitting there, and you go, it ends at midnight.
Yeah, they wanted me to come on and
say
goodbye.
I better go back on. I go, you don't need to go back on. Who cares?
I didn't say I better go back on. They said Saturday, because I am such a good guest, they said Saturday, can you come back on Sunday night when we wrap it up to say goodbye? I said, yeah, I'll come in and say goodbye. And I got there, and Bartlett was there, and Lib David. Adam Hunter
to, like,
left.
I had to beg you to get off so that we could finish the show. We had literally 10 minutes left of the show.
And the thing was wrapping up. But every time I go on, Bartlett comes at me like he's going to... And Bartlett's an icon in the business. Back in the day, he was the biggest comic.
Oh, when you said that on the thing, I laughed because I thought that was a joke.
What did I say?
You go... Bartlett's an icon, and I started laughing. I thought you were being sarcastic.
I didn't say that on the podcast.
I believe that you did. One either in the day or the
well, last. Bartlett was. I think he won.
Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I mean, he
about
was
the,
such.
The point is
he used to be in a group with Eddie Murphy. Like,
if anybody asks
group.
You to do anything, you'll do it.
That's not anybody. No, that's not true. I turn down stuff.
You really
all the time.
Want fame? Okay.
No, I don't want fame. I listen. I already have fame. People, you know, what did that comic say when you heard Saturday when I was doing that podcast about when my name comes up? Or who do people like to watch? Huh? Did you hear that?
I did. Listen, even famous people want fame, okay? It's. I'm not belittling your position in the business right now. You know, look at all the famous people that are on Instagram doing like fake cooking shows and, you know, front facing speeches to camera and stuff. Because
who's doing a cooking show? Oh, Amy, you're saying those are the only people I know that does a cooking show.
No, there's 1,000 fucking women Instagram people that do like actresses.
Mm.
I can't remember their names.
How great is that actress? You know,
okay, stop. Concentrate. Focus.
We're talking about, I emailed.
So we're talking about how you feel you're unlucky. Let's get to something. Let's get to a point.
Oh. What do you want? What's the point you want to get to?
Oh, the point is I want you to realize how lucky you are.
I'm very
you're
lucky.
Constantly
I'm very
angry.
Lucky. I'm not constantly
that
angry.
Your life hasn't gone the way that you wanted it to.
Oh,
I'm
stop.
Wondering,
I'm not constantly angry. I'm very grateful.
What's your
grateful.
Anxiety then?
I get up one of the anxieties is coming back from doing those shows, you know, during a pandemic, even
so what,
though
what
I'm keeping
if
it safe.
You didn't do those shows.
I would really fucking lose it sitting around. In when it's spring and summer and it's warm, you go out and do yard work. I can go play golf. It's different. But when it's freezing and you're a writer, you got a couple projects and that keeps you busy. I don't really have anything right now to keep me busy.
But I know, but if I love drinking, but if I drank every night, I'd be sick every day.
So who says that? Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying, so is it worth it to go somewhere, even if you want to be doing something, if you're going to come back and have all this anxiety to deal with?
Well, sometimes, yeah, it is. You got to weigh it out. I like doing comedy. I like going on stage. I like seeing people and socializing because it's pretty much we haven't really socialized in the last year, you know. You know, when we had that barbecue, come on, how much fun was that? that we had. And, you know, we used to have that kind of fun.
That gives me anxiety.
I know, but we used to have that kind of fun 3-4 times a week or once or twice a week, weekly, that kind of fun that kept you going and you know, made you more grateful. Now you got to be grateful that, and there's not you don't got to be, but you are grateful that you have a place to live, you're healthy, you have a kid. You know, there's some people don't have that. Yes, there is reasons to be grateful, but there's also, you know, you also want to do things. Me as a person, myself, I get anxiety when I'm not active. You even see me do stuff around here that makes no sense. You know, I went and hung up a thing to hang my hats on. You know, it was a little project. I go, oh, let me go get a hat, whatever, and put it on my closet door. Go in the garage, clean it out, hit golf balls into the whatever, into the drop cloth, you know, just to keep busy working out. But I'm the kind of person that doesn't like to sit still too long. I don't mind relaxing and chilling out. But for, you know, the whole fucking winter, I'm telling you, I'm ready to get in my car and drive to Florida and play golf.
And then what will you have anxiety?
No, because I won't be working. I won't be working.
Well, go then.
By myself. And then I don't want to go. There's nobody I want to go with because they would bother
me. So go by yourself.
That might be boring.
Okay. I can't help you.
I know. So if it was warmer in North Carolina, I might do that. Then I play golf with Roy or something. But it's cold down there. Every year, even when
I think like this is part of your problem is that you've been so lucky in life that when this kind of thing sets you back, you really can't. It's hard for you to handle it.
Well, even during when there's no pandemic in the winter, I get anxiety. People get seasonal anxiety. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, my father.
Some people can't handle paprika. Some people can't handle nutmeg.
Okay.
Get it? Seasonal. Seasonal.
Oh, I did not get it. I just thought it was like stupid things he couldn't handle.
Seasonal.
Got it.
Anxiety, like seasons.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Pepper, garlic powder.
Okay.
We can start. Is that a pun?
Yep.
I know. So, yes, when I do these gigs, I come back with fucking anxiety and, you know, and take my temperature and... Maybe it's time again to get another COVID test. Who knows? I don't know when's the last ones we took. I do get tired, but I work out every day. I lift. Yesterday I did 700 crunches. I did traps, you know, hit the heavy bag. No, maybe the day before I hit the heavy bag. Not long. I just hit it. Can't wait. Can't wait till to get warmer, and even when it gets warmer, there'll be at least some more outside shows, you know. So, who knows? And if I drove to Florida, I'd feel like I was leaving you behind, and you would have resentment or anger. Like,
no, to see you driving away gives me the opposite of that.
All right, I might go. It's a long drive, though.
Why would I have anger and resentment?
I wouldn't fly down.
When's the last time you left that I had anger and resentment?
I'm
curious. If
I was going to go on like a little vacation, you would go, look at me at home cleaning and doing everything, and
Have I ever said that? Or
I don't know, because no. I've never taken a vacation on my own.
No, that's weird. It's weird baggage that you have.
I've never done it on my own. Just got up and said, oh, I'm going to
Okay, but what's the difference between a vacation or you're going to like...
Work? I'm getting paid. I'm going to work.
I mean, I don't see any of that. It's not like I have some kind of like...
Oh, so you think I sneak off and don't work?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't like put it into this weird like, well, he's going to...
All right.
First of all, I think you go and do a lot of gigs that you shouldn't do just because I don't think the money's good enough. I just think you deserve more, but...
Of course I do.
Whatever. But that's not like... Go do whatever you want.
If I could find
the only thing I don't want you to do is buy a
RV
and
leave you guys behind.
No, that part I don't care about.
I wouldn't get a big RV. I'd get a real small one.
I would want to take an RV and go to Canada and visit my family. And you're like, I'm not going to Canada.
I'd get a small one, and we, you know, not a big one, like just like the littlest one you could get. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, no, I do, because you just like.
Should I get one that you could put onto your car?
No, don't get one. Unless you're going to do it in style, what's the point? Like, why would you leave your, like, the you know, the comforts of home to, that's why I never understood camping or anything. I guess I grew up with hardship.
How come your thing is?
I guess I grew up with hardship there. I don't know. Turn it up.
I don't know how. I do, but I don't want
to
deal
with
it.
So it makes no sense to me to like if you're going to go on vacation, you get the best hotel, you get the best, you know, in my opinion, you fly first class. Like that's how you live.
Well, I'm not.
You don't go take a vacation where you go in like the last seat and coach and then get a shitty hotel somewhere and, you know, a fucking hotel pool that's got shit in it. That's not a vacation.
Maybe
stay
I'll
at home.
Maybe I'll go fly somewhere. I don't want to fly.
Don't though. Fly.
Everybody's flying.
Yeah, they're getting COVID.
No.
Do whatever
planes
you want to do.
Planes are safe.
Listen to yourself though. You're walking in circles mentally. You're saying, if that, then this, then I get anxiety, then I should do this, then I should take a flight, but then I get anxiety that's uncontrollable and I'm mean
flown.
To my family because of it, and then I got
to
go away,
where
and then
do you
I do
get
this.
I'm mean to my family?
Well,
you use
your anxiety as an excuse
I'm
to behave
mean.
In a way that's not fun.
Well, then don't say mean, say he's unfun. You okay. mix, God, you give out this fucking negative.
You snap.
Oh, yeah.
It's
we all
like
snap.
You're...
You don't snap, get Raina down here. You snap more than me. You don't think? Oh, look at you. You're making that face like, oh, he's right.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, do I? No.
Oh, let me see if I can. Oh, my phone. Call Raina.
When's the last time I snapped?
Oh, 2 nights ago.
What did I snap about?
I don't know. Who
I
says?
Didn't.
We didn't say snapping if you're whatever you're snapping about, whether you're right or wrong. We're saying who snaps. You snap, so oh snap. How do you like that? Oh snap.
You're like walking around with an emotional bruise. So if you can just even just poke you a little, you...
Oh, God. You're walking around with fucking childhood baggage.
What's the childhood baggage that I have?
That you slept on dirt.
I had a loving family. It's made me very lucky.
Your loving family, all you used to do to me when we first met is complain. My mother doesn't like me. They don't ever compliment
me. Well, they don't like me.
Me
that much, but they love me. They love me. They don't get me. They don't understand. Yeah. No, my sister.
You think anybody gets you but me? I get you, but no
that's
one.
That's what psychological, that's like, that's what abuse is. That's what men say. They go, oh, I'm the only one who gets you.
Is that what they say?
Yes.
I've never heard that. I've never...
Really? Like you're making a prisoner. First you take them away from their family. Oh, where am I? New Jersey.
I took you away from your
yes,
family.
Yes, you isolate. First thing you do, isolate the person. Then you make it so that they can't have any friends, which
are
you still
crazy?
Do. You still
no.
love doing that.
No, I
oh,
don't.
I go work out with my friend Kathy. Who, the other day I came back from working out. You were like, okay, tell me who you're having an affair with.
Well, it's freezing. Who goes? Bonnie goes, oh, yeah, we took a walk in sub-zero weather.
We did. Her mother died, and so we took literally an hour walk where she just talked about stuff. And
why
yes,
didn't you
it
sit in the
cold.
Car? You said you were going to sit in the car and talk to her.
Because she's very scared of getting COVID, and, you know, I have my issues also.
Oh, from each other?
Well, she's a school teacher. She still has to go to school. It doesn't matter. It's,
whatever.
I mean, it's like crazy. Yes. We
I don't
want to
argue.
Hats and mitts on, and we're walking, and you're
talk
like,
about Fosse. Talk about something then, we like.
No, and then you don't
yes.
like talking about this because
I don't want
it's
to
like
argue.
An endless thing.
You're like an endless thing.
I'm saying this is. Think about it. Do you think? Let me go through the check mark of an abusive relationship and just see if you check them off. Just see.
Oh
if,
my God.
Just answer yes or no if you check them off. Okay. Ready?
You're going to make up stuff that only falls into our category.
Yes, You can have your rebut after. Rebuttal, whatever.
So stupid. Go ahead.
One, did you take me away from my friends and family and make me move to the middle of New Jersey where I knew no one?
Nope, because I don't have that power. You made your own decision. No, check. No, I didn't make you do anything.
Two.
You decided. Two. When you came here, were you an adult or were you 14 or 13? Were you an adult?
I was 11.
Were you an adult?
I was 11.
Okay, you were an adult. So that's your problem. You are pointing the finger when you're pointing three back at yourself.
Okay.
So, oh, for one. Go ahead. Second one.
Do you accuse me all the time of stuff that I don't do?
Not all the time.
Being sneaky. You love saying
you are
so
sneaky.
Sneaky.
Oh, you are a little sneak.
What if I snuck? What if I sneak?
Oh, remember when you lost your ear pods and you snuck?
Okay, this was before we were married.
No.
Before we were married. He bought me one of those ear, what is it called?
I don't know.
Like a Bluetooth that he wore. And I lost it on the train. So I went and bought another one and didn't tell him.
Do you want to...
a couple of years. Then I told him. Now he's like, ah. You always bring that up as like how I'm sneaking.
No. Do you want to talk about when we got married, the age thing?
No, that's different.
No, okay. Well, we're going to talk about it. You went back. Bonnie told me she was 3 years younger than she was.
Okay.
And then when we went to fill out the marriage license.
I knew what kind of man you were.
She filled out the marriage license. I go, you're making a mistake. You're 3 years younger. And she goes, no, I'm not. As I'm filling out the marriage license. Okay.
Well, what, really? You're going to not marry me because of 3 years?
Well, then okay,
that's embarrassing.
Okay.
That's embarrassing. But I was living in LA and I was, you know, okay, that's embarrassing. So
it's not embarrassing.
I'm sorry,
it's
deceiving. But that's not.
It's embarrassing that I'm bringing it up. It's deceiving that you did it.
I didn't know I was going to marry you. I just like it came out and then I didn't know how to fix it after that.
When at Newark Airport, when you go, I love you, and I didn't ever said it to you, you said it to me, and then like you're driving away, you said it with such uncommitment as you're driving away. I love you, and now I got to chase the car down, or whatever. But that right then you go, oh yeah, I love you, and I'm not as young as you think.
Okay, that's
maybe that's when you
okay,
do
can
it.
Can we not talk about that anymore? It's too embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. It's embarrassing now, but it was deceiving then. Say I was a deceiver.
I deceived.
Okay. Go ahead.
In one instance, but it's like I'm paying for that for the rest of
literally
Sunday. You're like, who are you having an affair with?
I didn't say, because it's so weird. Look.
Every time I go to work out, Kathy goes, I'm going to come by. I'm going to come by.
I said that twice.
Because we work out in her garage with the door open.
That's another thing. She goes, it's freezing, but yet they still work out outside.
We do.
How can you work out outside?
Come look. Come watch. I said come.
Can I hide behind a bush and watch?
Oh, my God.
Get it?
Yes. That's okay. It's all part of your...
So far, you're 0 for 2.
Fucked up sociopathy.
You're 0 for 2.
How am I 0 for 2?
Have it all with the Disney Bundle. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Watch Avatar The Way of Water and Secret Invasion on Disney Plus.
One last fight.
On Hulu, check out The Kardashians and White Men Can't Jump.
You ready?
All right.
Then, catch the NHL, UFC, and MLB on ESPN Plus. The Disney Bundle, starting at just $9.99 a month. All of these and more, now streaming. Plans with ESPN Plus starting at $12.99 a month. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
You are abusive.
I'm not abusive. I'm the most loving, caring person you'll ever meet.
If I have any kind of complaint.
Didn't I say yesterday?
Do you turn and start yelling at me immediately?
Didn't I turn to you yesterday and go, you look pretty?
I don't remember that at all.
You go, get out of here when you were doing the laundry.
Okay, first of all,
you look pretty.
Speaking of sneaky, you do stuff like that when, hey, if I'm getting on your case about something, you'll sometimes say I'm pretty just to like try to like steer me in a different direction. Or if I'm doing work and you're going to like go watch golf or something, then you'll say it. So
no, you look pretty. Something about you doing laundry gets me fucking.
Oh my God. You're abusive.
Yeah, I'm so far not abusive.
I'm living with an abusive husband.
I'm living with a crazy person
An abusive husband who takes his temperature 40 times a day.
No, I didn't. I haven't taken it. I took it today. Yesterday.
Just, what is that? Beep, beep. Oh, that's...
That's you backing up.
Abusive? I think so. That's fat shaming. Yeah, that's horrible.
It's horrible?
Yeah. I shouldn't have to look thin for my husband.
You look great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're on the rower every day in January.
I've rowed every day this year.
All you got to do is say one thing she does and she'll re-brag about it. But you have.
Did you just sit there and go over your fucking workout schedule?
No.
Oh, really? You didn't say you did 700 sit-ups?
Yesterday. Crunches, not sit-ups.
Did you? Abusive. Did you or did you not just say that?
I don't.
Oh, so it's okay for you to talk about your workout.
I threw it out.
Oh.
Every day in January.
Every day this year. It wouldn't matter if it's January. It's every day this year.
We get it.
I've worked out every day this year. Still fat because we.
You're not fat.
Eat chips every single night.
Whose fault is that?
I buy them because if I don't, then everyone walks around. There's no good snack.
I've never said that once in my whole life.
Lying and.
What?
Abusive.
I'm not abusive. And I never say there's not enough snacks. Maybe once in the whole pandemic.
Oh, my God. And every meal, you're like,
They're boring. They're the worst boring vegan.
Last night was a delicious meal.
She sits here and goes, she's convinced. You know what she is? She gave her.
Why are you looking to the clothes over there? Look at the camera then if you're going to talk to the people.
Listen to me.
Talk to the people.
Get off. What are you doing? Listen to me.
We're listening. That's all we can do. It's a fucking podcast. They have their AirPods in.
Stockholm Syndrome. Bonnie has Stockholm Syndrome that she gave herself. Now, that she gave. So, anything she cooks, and she does cook a lot. 99% of the time. That's what she, and she's good. But she'll make.
I make soup. Super stew twice a week, right?
Can I finish?
Okay, I'm just saying. Get it?
That doesn't
sound like abusive to me from my end.
I didn't say you were abusive. I think you're delusional and fucking nuts. You're not abusive. You do.
I'd rather be delusional and nuts than abusive. At least I'm not hurting anyone.
Yes, you're nuts and you're... Craziness does.
Speaking of nuts, you still got that bag of nuts in your car? It makes the fucking, if you put it in the front seat, it makes the seatbelt sign go off. That's how heavy that bag of nuts is.
Yeah.
Did you finish it?
No, I added more nuts to it.
You just keep adding more nuts?
Yeah.
Like sourdough starter? It never ends.
I don't know what fucking sourdough starter is. I didn't grow up on a farm. So.
Another insult.
Is that abuse?
Get used to it. I guess it is.
What was it? Oh, so whatever she makes, she's a vegan. That okay, bad enough, a vegan. Like
bad
I'm
enough.
Listen, I'm a vegetarian.
You
so.
Benefit from me being a vegan. You benefit health-wise.
Not only is she not a vegan, not only is she a vegan, she also doesn't eat gluten. So God forbid... You know, if she goes, oh, I'm going to make spaghetti. And then she'll complain that she's got to make two different kinds. One with hers.
Because you wouldn't know the difference.
Hers with no taste. And then regular pasta. So I don't eat meat. Once in a blue moon, I'll eat fish. And not
Him
even
and his
much.
Sister, by the way,
I get
categorize meat only as beef.
No,
okay,
no.
And pork.
And chicken and turkey.
No, your sister goes, I don't eat meat. I go, you don't? She goes, I eat chicken.
Yeah, well, that's poultry.
Yeah, so you just said it. You'd do it all the time. You'd be like to the at a restaurant. You'd be like, I don't eat meat.
No,
and they'd
see,
be like, oh, and you'd be like, I'll get the chicken, whatever. They'd be like, got meat. You'd be like, no, that's chicken.
Here's Bonnie's little lie that turns into a big thing.
You can hear it.
Okay. I, in a restaurant, would say, I don't eat red meat.
Which, you would just say, I don't eat meat.
No,
I
don't
eat.
I for 30 years, 35 years, I haven't had red meat. Not a steak, a burger, a hot dog. 35.
You can name all the meats that you haven't had.
Lamb chops, pork chops, brajol, flank steak, strip steak. T-bone steak.
This is the list.
Mignon.
This is why you come to this podcast.
You know, so I haven't had red meat in over 30 years. Chicken and turkey. It's been about a year now, I say, around there, that I quit eating. Maybe 10 months. Quit smoking 15 years ago. Next month, I'll have 35 years sober. So just a lot of things I've given up in my life. Food, there's not many choices when you live with someone who's a vegan that doesn't eat gluten. Now, once in a while, I'll have shrimp. That's it. Shrimp. I don't even really buy salmon anymore. She tried to buy salmon about a month ago, and she got it at Costco, and it was so dry. I felt bad for the fish that they killed the fish to do that. You know, I'm not going out and getting lobster or king crab, but like I said, I do like soft shell crab, but that's seasonal.
Who would fucking give a shit about this? Like, how deep? Like, honestly, think about it. Yeah, you were listening to a podcast, and the guy was like, "Now, here's the foods I will eat. Here's the foods I won't eat. Here's something I do like." Like,
yeah,
is that interesting?
Yes.
Oh,
people want to know your inner living. So
no, they don't.
They do. They do. They just want us to come up here and tell jokes. Get one of my CDs.
Us to fight,
I'm not going to fight. I'm just trying to point out. So she said last night, "Oh, the dinner was great." Here's the dinner.
It was so good.
Listen to me.
So good.
Listen to me. Here's
it was so good.
This is the fucking
dinner.
You didn't
eat it properly the way that it was meant to be eaten.
Yeah. Yeah. It. Yeah. Eaten like a fucking prisoner.
You made a sandwich, which you always make out of everything.
No. No. Okay. First of all, this is what she made. Cauliflower, dry.
No, it wasn't. It was delicious.
Cauliflower.
It was roasted cauliflower.
Kale.
Roasted kale.
Kale.
Roasted potatoes.
Potatoes. Salt.
Those little mini ones. How
salty did you make those potatoes? I thought I was eating at the Dead Sea.
Okay, well, I didn't notice that, but.
You didn't notice that? Not good for
potatoes
you.
Potatoes need salt.
Potatoes, the little potatoes, kale, cauliflower, vegan sausages. Okay, so what I did.
And salad.
Oh, the salad was good because I put Russian dressing on it, which I haven't had in years. And I saw it at the supermarket. I used to love Russian dressing. Let me get a little Russian dressing. And I put it on, and it made the salad bearable. And she did do a good salad. She did put cucumbers and tomatoes. That was a good salad. I was happy with it. And
this right here is not helping your like abusive. I just reiterated a delicious meal that I made, and you're like, not perfect, not great, too salty. I had to get my own Russian dressing.
Well, but perfect.
It's like this is like honestly, if you were going to make like a movie where the woman was like had to
every
like
time, Bonnie,
had
goes,
to like try to like
movie.
escape her abusive husband. This would be the scene where she would make a lovely dinner and he would be like, too salty, not good. I had to get my own Russian dressing. And then later that night, she'd have to like put a pillow over his head and then rush out and try to like, you know, fight him off and escape and have some plan, you know?
Well, do you think if you were trying to sneak out, you would keep away from waking me up by putting a pillow over my head? That's why.
Every time I get up
like
to go to the bathroom, you're awake. So.
You like to be a capture. That's why you like it, because you would go, instead of just sneaking out, you go, let me go in and warn him I'm sneaking out so he stops me.
Hey, I'm sneaking out now. I had enough of your salty potato talk.
Listen, you make these meals and some are delicious.
This is full, like.
What?
I know now.
I'm abused.
A thousand emails because I get them without even talking about this stuff. That he's abusive.
How come your dumb doctor friend hasn't emailed you lately? Your psychiatrist. Whatever happened to him?
I don't know. He stopped listening, I guess. Well, people move on.
To who?
Maybe he died. Maybe somebody in his life. Maybe he got divorced. Like, there's a lot of things that could
remember
happen.
Remember that lady?
You're like,
that
why? This is again. It's like, so you're remember a sociopath. That? Why isn't he paying attention to me?
No, why isn't he calling you and saying this and
calling
or emailing? But remember that nice lady that helped us with parking, and she died in a car accident.
Yeah,
I lost her husband's info. I would have liked to call, text him, and see how he's doing. But I don't remember his name or have his info. And they were so nice. We went out to eat with them once. And, you know, I mean, listen, it's hard to make friends with people not in the business because you're...
What are you talking about now? Are you going off on something else here or what? Stick to the theme of what we're doing.
Oh. What's the theme?
I don't know.
That I'm abusive?
That you're abusive.
I'll let you suck me off after this.
Case in point, people, if I want any freedom at all.
Oh, I better not talk like that. You'll get a call.
I got to do what the fucking master wants.
Oh, I talk like that. You're going to get a call from Stephanie. Oh, boy. I heard that one. You know, now you take your feminist calls in the morning, then your resentment calls from like 10 to 12, and then from like 1 to 3, you take your gossip calls? Is that
Oh,
how
now
it
I'm
works?
Not even allowed to have phone calls?
No, I'm just giving the categories.
Wow.
See, that's how
she's squeezing the life right out of me.
That's how she's delusional. Did you ever hear me say, don't take a phone call?
No.
I'm just categories.
Just the shaming. The shaming.
Oh, you know, you and every woke person, and I'm semi-woke or whatever.
Oh, my God. Go back to sleep already. Okay. This is woke.
Whoa, go back to sleep if this is woke. Listen, they always...
I gotta go.
No, they always bring up shaming. Shaming. You're this shaming,
that
shaming.
I'm not even 100% against shaming, but listen...
Oh, you're not? Who can you shame?
No, I just think some people need it. You know, it's like that's how society kept society going for a long time. So you shame people into doing the right thing. But now...
Have you been following the new administration?
My friend Jen Kirkman put a tweet on Twitter.
Oh,
that was about gaining. She goes, "I hope the vaccine." She goes, "I want a vaccine, but just to get rid of the 20 pounds I gained during COVID or whatever it was."
Why would it lose weight? It makes you lose weight. The vaccine.
No, she's making a joke. Like she doesn't care about the virus. She'd rather something made her lose weight. Anyway, I'm butchering the joke, but. It was a funny line. And then people came at her for like fat shaming. She was like, I was making a joke about myself. And they were like, doesn't matter, bitch. And they really like.
I would fucking lay into them. Go, guess what?
They did a whole podcast about it, which ended up being that she was not just a shaming fat people, but also somehow a white supremacist. At the end of it all, they were kind of like,
"Well, here's the
making
thing.
The argument that fat shaming is racist."
Here's the thing. Yeah, because, well, it's not.
Well, there's a lot of.
Because black people don't care if you bring up weight. White people do, so it's fucking.
Well, you can't say that. You don't know.
Yeah, I've done a lot of black audiences.
Well,
and that was
still, you don't know every black person.
Everyone I know.
Goodbye. I gotta go.
No, and I'm on Jen Kirkman's side. If you know what, Dave, if you made a joke about an alcoholic or a heroin addict or a meth addict, no one would complain.
Yeah, not yet, but
no,
it's coming.
But no one
it
would.
It is coming.
Well, no one would complain, but that is a disease of addiction. Just like food is, okay, for some people.
Well, you
for
saying that food is an addiction is fat shaming.
No, I'm saying.
No, but I'm just saying. I'm telling you how people think.
I'm breaking it down to addictions, I'm breaking it down to addictions.
But even saying that being overweight is an addiction is fat shaming.
No, it isn't.
No, but I'm saying that's what they would say.
Well, guess what? I'll debate you anytime. If you think that's fat shaming, you want to debate that.
There's no possible way you should ever be in a debate with somebody that's
no, I'm talking
female
about,
or overweight or anything.
I'm talking
you
about
so
addiction.
Angry and you'll just like.
I'm talking about addiction. And there's gambling, there's overeating, there's spending, there's da-da-da-da-da. Many addictions. And addiction is just a trait or a part of your own personality, how it comes out. Whether it's instant gratification, whether it's covering pain, whether you're pushing shit down, whatever. Okay? And food, drugs, alcohol, gambling is just a symptom of you, of who you are. How do you control it? How do you stop it? How do you arrest it a day at a time? So if you can go after a heroin addict and no one's complaining about it, you definitely can go after someone overweight when you're talking about addiction. And it's not fat shaming. If, you know, and it's, if that's what you're talking about. So
thank you, Dr. Voss.
Yeah, but I make fucking sense. That's what I do. I make sense.
Yes, but the thing is that what you're trying to do is speak like, what do you call it? Some kind of sane talking points.
Yes.
To people who are not. They're not accepting that. It's a new level of discourse.
Okay, so
that they're not interested in what you say. And so you're like, here, let me explain it very thing. They're like, go fuck yourself, white man.
Okay, so here's the thing.
That ain't the way it is.
So you're saying
I'm not saying anything. I'm explaining how it is.
And I'm going to explain, and I'm going to rebuttal what you just said. You just said
I hate when you get like this.
You said, I'm trying to be sane and explain it. And instead of saying, you're trying to be sane, explaining it to insane people.
No, they're not insane. They have a different way of looking at the world. And if you can't see the world the way they see it, they're not going to understand what you're saying, and you're not going to understand what they're saying.
Okay, well, let me try to point this out.
So they don't see the way you see it, and you don't see the way they see it. That's all it is. It's like a door that is open that only one party can see.
I'm explaining it the way I know through
addiction. Of course, but
through
addiction. I know, and then you go, there you go, that's how it is. But they're saying their thing, and they're going, that's exactly how it is. Okay. How can you not see this?
So how can you explain without it being addiction?
They're saying that they enjoy their bodies in the way that they are, and they don't need anybody thinking that they're unhealthy or that they have some kind of addiction or they have some issue. You know, having any kind of issue with their bodies is on you, not on them.
Okay, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, I would think it's like an alcoholic, a full-blown alcoholic, a drug addict thinking, well, I don't have a problem. And what that is fucking denial, okay? So if you don't think you have a problem, well, guess what? You might not, but people around you have a problem. Because when you are a drug addict or an alcoholic, four or five people around you suffer.
Okay, do you think you have a food addiction?
To some extent, yes.
So if somebody were to make fun of you for being fat, would you be more mad about the fat part or the addiction part?
No, I'm not, but I'm not fat. I work out. I try to.
What if somebody did, even if you don't think you're fat? What if someone said something? Would it hurt your feelings?
It depends how they use it and what.
If somebody was like this, ugh, about your body?
I would say you're delusional.
So it wouldn't bother you in any way if society was like, ugh.
Yeah, I know when I look heavy, on camera, I look heavier than I want to be. So all I can do about it is try to work out more and try to eat better. I try. It's harder.
Right,
being,
but you can't. But what if you can't do it? What if you just kept gaining weight?
Well,
and people were like, you're dumb. You're addicted.
What about somebody who's trying to stop heroin? Do I go, I'm not going to help that person because they can't do it? Or would I try to help that person?
I don't know.
I would try to help that person.
Okay.
So anybody that says, I can't do it, really is, I don't want to do it at the moment that they're living.
I'm just trying to get you to see it in a different way.
Addiction, Bonnie. You find.
Stop, please.
No, no, no.
I just can't get it when you start doing that, like, Bonnie, addiction. Okay. This kind of like, I know everything. You don't.
No.
You barely know anything.
I know a lot.
I know this one thing.
No, I don't know.
And here's how I'm going to say it, but you don't.
No,
you just,
I do.
You shut down everything everyone else says.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
You're speaking over me every single time I start talking. You did it again right there. Are you going to do it again? Good. See?
What
learning. Is that abusive to just talk over your wife all the time? Doing it again.
Addiction. Let me just say, and I'm not trying to argue.
We already just fucking heard you talk about addiction.
People rationalize. They rationalize. Oh, no, listen. No, I don't think anybody wants to be unhealthy. Nobody wants to be unhealthy.
They don't think they're unhealthy.
Okay. Well, look up the statistics of heart attacks and diabetes.
Rich.
That's all I...
But you're saying things that everyone's already said. You're not making any new points. Yes. If you have no new points, go, okay.
Here's a new point. Heroin addicts don't think they have a problem. Guess what? They do. All right? That's the bottom line. I'm not breaking down their character, saying they're bad people. I'm not. Not once did you hear me say they're bad people. Anybody with an addiction. I never said they're bad.
I can't listen to this. Honestly, it's like the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Are you kidding me? You're like them. Yeah, I'm sticking up for Jen Kirkman, and you're being...
I'm not. No, it's not that. It's not what you're sticking up for, what you think. You think you're right, which I get, but you just keep going over and over the same points
that everyone already knows.
I hate when people tell me stuff.
Hey, guess what? They're like,
let me explain something to you. And it's stuff that we've all heard in fucking kindergarten.
No,
we know
people.
It.
No,
we
that's
understand
not true.
It. If you're not going to bring anything new to the table, then don't say anything.
Guess what? There's people listening to this that don't know
this
stuff.
That's bullshit.
That's not bullshit.
Bullshit. If you don't know this stuff,
you think everybody knows about addiction? Do you really think everybody knows?
I don't think... I think the people who... No. Yes, I think everyone knows about addiction.
No,
How could it pass you by? It's in every TV show. It's in every magazine.
Okay,
it's
all
in
right.
Everything.
Forget it. You know what? I'm giving positive
points. You just had some kind of addiction meeting.
No,
so
I
you're
didn't.
On this, like,
no, that's not true. I'm
giving where
positive
everybody's
points.
Like saying the same points over and over, and everybody's agreeing.
No, it's not true. I'm giving positive points. You're the one who brought up how they attacked Jen Kirkman.
People attacked Jen Kirkman and then did a podcast about it. It was funny. It was meant to be humorous. I didn't know you were going
to
go into
you
a
think
45
they were trying
minute
to be fun? No,
fucking TED talk about addiction.
She didn't find it funny, I'm sure, that they were attacking
no,
her.
No, absolutely not. I thought it was funny to talk about it, or funny is the wrong word, ironic or like a weird thing in society, a weird glitch that we happen to be living in, that you can't make jokes about yourself anymore. But I didn't know you were going to take it to this like.
I'm sorry that I'm being, all I know is not once.
Not
so when
you
come,
don't listen.
I do listen. I get
no, you're
it.
Not. If you were listening, you'd be like, oh, you don't want me to talk about this? Okay.
Oh, do I tell you what not to talk about? You brought up the subject,
if
and I'll give him my opinion.
If I started talking about CrossFit for 15 minutes, you'd be like, I think we've heard enough. I wouldn't just keep yelling about it.
I'm not yelling about it. I'm giving my opinion. Okay, let me wrap it up. Did you once hear me say anybody overweight is a bad person or not a good person? Did I ever say that? So when they come back at me, I'm not saying that. There's a difference between being a bad person and being a sick person. And I'm not saying.
Oh, so you're saying all fat people are sick people?
No, I'm. Okay. Let me finish. I'm
that's
not saying.
That's gonna be helpful.
I'm not saying all fat people.
He
are
is
sick.
Abusive to thin people too. I'm putting myself in that category.
You know what? And I'm not going to argue with you after the podcast. I'm giving my
opinion. I'm not
going
to argue with you, but you have to, like, at some point you can't be like, I'm going to railroad through with my points because this is something I think I know about. We've heard it. We've heard you do it.
No, not it's when like, it talks about weight.
Well, do one point and move on. You don't need to keep going. I've said 1,000 times, okay, we get it, thank you, or you're not seeing it from their point of view or whatever. You just keep...
I'm like...
You just railroad over everybody.
I'm probably 10 pounds overweight now, 12 pounds. You know, when they say the last 10 pounds are the hardest to lose, but what if you're only trying to lose 8? Get it? You're not going to... All right, let's get back on a softer note to wrap it up. I don't want to sit here and have you leave with your anger. You're an abusive
look at other
wife.
People. Read clues. You don't read any clues. It's like...
Yeah. I'm trying to talk.
It's like we had a fun podcast going, then you just take it into this fucking... Oh, addiction? I know about this.
No, you just...
Somebody is sick with addiction. They don't know they got it.
That's
I've been sober
3,700
years.
Irish.
Oh, is that your little dumb voice?
Well, it's
you do?
Like, I mean, oh, I God. Get it. It's like, it's now your identity.
It's not my identity. It's part of me trying to help and carry a positive message.
Okay, but I don't know if that's a positive message to be like, oh, fat people, you have an addiction. You have a problem.
Yeah, yes.
You should get fixed.
I didn't get, no, look at you.
And you eat like sugar every night. So yes. I say, oh, do you have an addiction to sugar?
Yes. And I said, yes. Do I work out 6 days a week?
Is that, oh, but what, like if you have a heroin addiction and you're still working out, it's okay?
No.
Just wondering on your own how you
You
know, you make the analogy, so I'm just.
No, I'm trying to curb my food. Listen, I've been locked up for 10, 11 months, so you're right. It is harder to eat healthier.
Everybody is because you're not going out at night. You sit down
in front
of the TV and you start eating.
Yes.
I've even thought about not having dinner, just doing snacks.
Well, it doesn't matter. Because
but then I did that once and I ate so many snacks.
You should do it because your dinners are so dry anyhow.
Okay.
Kale, cauliflower.
It was so good.
Why do you think these are so good?
Because I make a salad at the bottom, then I put the cauliflower around the side. And then I put the potatoes around the other side, and then I had a little bit of kale, and then it was just like the perfect amount of everything. I put a little hot sauce on the cauliflower.
The sausage you cut up?
Oh yeah, and the sausage I put there in the
middle. And when you call it sausage, what really is it?
I don't know. No idea. No clue.
It's not healthy. It's full of salt.
Yeah.
Vegan prefab vegan food is not healthy. It's
who
all
says
salt.
Prefab.
Yeah, pre-cooked, pre-made, whatever, prefab. Who says it? I just said it. Me. I said it. I'm sitting next to you. You heard me say it.
I mean,
so
I, just,
you should have
I only heard that about houses. What? And I think I only heard it from you from that, too.
Prefab, pre-cooked, like those Impossible
Do you mean
burgers.
Processed?
Oh, God, whatever you want to call it, it's the same thing. Processed, prefab, pre-cooked, whatever.
Well, the sausages aren't pre-cooked.
Yeah, they are.
I don't think so.
Vegan sausages are. Impossible Burgers are.
No, they're not.
They're processed.
They're processed, not pre-cooked.
All right, prefab. They're processed, made, prefab.
He will never say he's wrong. Do you notice that? It's like not pre-cooked. He's like, okay, that's what I meant. When I said pre-cooked, I meant not pre-cooked.
No, it's prefab. It's
I can't do this anymore. I've hit my limit talking to you.
I've talked
to you for the last couple of days.
I'm not going to talk to you for a week now.
Yeah, no, it's like too much. Go to Florida. I promise I'll have no resentment.
I might go.
I would love it if you went.
If I could
imagine
find somebody to go with that, I would.
Eating my own food without somebody being like, eh, this is it.
Oh, I like most of your food. Your stews are delicious. The potato and bean stew you make is excellent. You know, everybody loves it in the house. The
I made a really, really good
the pot pie
potato and leek and corn soup 2 days ago. And you were like, this had no flavor.
Yeah, it didn't.
It was so good.
It was
so good. It was insanely good.
The pot pie you made was good. That was one of your better ones. You make some good stuff, and then you make stuff. If it was so good, you wouldn't have to douse it with hot sauce.
I don't douse it with hot sauce. I put a little hot sauce on the cauliflower. It's good that way.
Are you going to, after the meeting, come at me and tell me now?
I promise you I won't. I promise you I'm going to walk away and hope that you don't talk to me. I'm going
to
just
I'm going to try to fool around with you after this. You're sexy to me.
Oh. Why would people hate you? That's when you're into them?
I'm fucking hard as a rock.
Is that why you're abusive? You need to see the fear in my eyes?
I'm really abusive. Is that what you think? Are you crazy?
I'm
probably one of the most loving care.
I have thick skin, so it doesn't bother me as much. And I know that you're a sick human being. You have a mental disability.
Pretend I'm...
Okay, so you take none of that in. You just keep going, I have some thought in my head. This is the thought in your head. Bang, 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 bang. And so when someone else is talking, all you can hear is bang, 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 bang. Then you see their lips stop. You go, oh, my turn.
Here's what I'm saying.
It's like, you listen to other people talking.
Pretend I'm...
No, so you're doing it again. You're not listening. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're waiting to say the thing that you want to say.
All right, you ready?
No.
Pretend I'm Jen Kirkman and you're just a stranger and go, I have thick skin. And I'm Jen Kirkman, you're a stranger. Go, I have thick skin.
I have thick skin.
A lot of it. Get it? You get it? Now there's going to be a blog. Oh, look it. When didn't Karen say something about somebody
Why
overweight?
Why do you say her name like that?
It is. It's Karen.
It's Karen.
Oh, I always been getting that wrong.
It's because it's spelled K-E-R-R-Y-N. You always say Kieran. That now I started saying Kieran all the time to her just because you say it like that.
Didn't she get in a fight with somebody overweight on some TV show or something?
Mm-hmm.
But she was...
I can't remember the name.
Well, whatever. Listen, if you have a problem with anything, I have problems. I have addictions and they're not easy. It's not, none of it's easy. But it can be done.
He has mental. When people write me, he's abusive. I remember he's got a mental illness. That's the
issue. I don't have a mental illness.
You definitely 100% have a mental illness.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. See, now we agree.
I just said it so you wouldn't hit me.
Don't you like? Hey, do you ever hear this one? Okay, let's agree to disagree. Don't you hate that?
No, I've never heard that.
Oh, come on.
I've never heard that.
You've heard that a million times.
No, I
Let's
haven't.
Let's agree to disagree.
I've never heard it.
Oh, my God.
You think I've heard it?
Yes.
And I say I didn't hear it. Let's agree to disagree. Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Hey, sweetie, what do you think of our new car from Carvana?
Think it can handle our busy family?
Well, we have 7 days to see. First, we can take the scenic route to the beach and stargaze through the moonroof. We'll see if your drums fit in the trunk. Then we can pick up mommy's friends and check out that legroom. And we should really visit grandma. She's getting up there.
That's like a whole lifetime in 7 days.
And like one busy family.
With our 7-day money-back guarantee, you can confidently shop for cars 100% online. Visit Carvana.com for all terms and conditions. We'll drive you happy. At Carvana.